Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I am Ryan, playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I am Brad, playing Arden, the Wizard.
I am Kayla, playing Gaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I am Austin, playing Shedru, the Turtle.
I am Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah, I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
I am Will, playing Caden Victorious. I'm running combat.
Knew it was you the whole time.
No, you didn't.
Tristan in disguise.
Anyway,
so last time,
don't reveal that.
The party has,
oh my god, what the hell are they?
The ghosts!
That's the second time a water bottle has fallen out of that.
The ghost is mad that
I think it's
like
the same one I put back.
So it's the water bottle, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh anyway,
my gosh.
The party has made it into the Latigo Keep. And they have just entered the throne room after requiring a blood sacrifice from Raynor to get into the keep itself. And Raynor has approached Caden Victorious, announcing his presence that he would like to bargain. Yes, Shrew.
As we approach, I'm going to use Channel Divinity to read thoughts. So he just makes a wisdom saving throw.
Does that count as a spell?
It does not.
Things.
You know, we were looking for a fourth person. What's to have you turn throw? Invisible.
Wisdom 17.
Sinula, because she's still with us. The coven person that led us here.
I thought we had four people.
Yeah, we had four people.
Nothing. Well,
we did.
Visible, okay. Invisible, and then dun 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 and Zin. So.
Right.
Seth can't hit himself.
I did.
Seth?
Because his only lasts a minute.
Mine's just greater invisibility.
So we wanted to see if it can go longer.
Ah.
So I didn't know that. I forgot that we had a person with us.
We had Zin with us.
Mm-hmm.
So the
we'll just to hang back.
I could just be in the mirror until the action starts.
That's true.
I'll keep you safe. I promise.
You told Zin to hold back.
Well, no, he'll be in the mirror.
If he's going to be in the mirror, she's got the mirror.
I forgot we had the extra person.
Then we'll have Zin be invisible.
I forgot you had the extra person too, because I freaking do that every single time of my life.
I only remembered because Sarah pointed out the.
This is exactly why Devin does not play NPCs.
He's in the mirror.
Krog, because Krog's delightful.
They're invisible.
Good. That's okay.
Great.
Krog doesn't require intelligence. He's dumb.
There's that.
So the challenge of Divinity didn't work?
No. Okay. He's saved.
That's fine.
Lame.
Okay. So that is the setting. You see the throne room. There are pillars along each side. I believe this is 9 squares by 15 squares, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And the pillars are about, you know, 10-ish feet apart from each other.
So it's 75 feet long, 45 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And Caden, again, is sitting on the throne as you approach.
I move up to about 30 feet away, so I'm not, like, too close kind of thing. Caden, we need to speak. And I have, like, my, just, obviously, I don't have my disguise on. I'm showing, you know, Latigo regalia and everything.
Okay.
What would you like to speak about?
I need to ask you a question. Are you aware of the possessions amongst the coven?
No.
I would like to prepare an action to roll out the carpet as soon as he stands up from the throne, right under his feet.
Okay. I need you to make a stealth check.
Advantage, because I'm visible.
Go ahead and make a perception.
Are you within the...
I am not.
Would
it be
with disadvantage? Because he's invisible?
Yeah.
I got a 19.
When did the carpet become visible, though?
As soon as I pull it up, but it's a prepared action.
Yeah, he's waiting.
I see. Kind of frog the spike strip.
So yeah, exactly.
Okay. Noted.
Caden, I know you probably don't trust me, considering who I am, but we do need your help. We have proof that Jamati, the Katari Mungi, they have corrupted the church, corrupted the order. We need to strike back, as it were.
What proof do you have?
We have two wizards that we found that we were able to free from a possession within Jamadi. That they essentially have told us of just how deep this betrayal has run within the church. I know that you're a bit of a hard ass, but I also know that you are a man of reason. If you were to know, if you were to realize that the church is actually against you, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't try and right a wrong, considering the beliefs that you grew up with, the beliefs that you were trained into you since you were a child.
I'm going to pause you here, because I think I need to take over for this part. Naive little child, naive princeling. And you can see he's not even talking. Like, this is just coming straight to your mind. His mouth isn't moving at all. You think Caden had any control of his actions? I tasted the blood of your family. It was sweet like nectar. I look forward to tasting yours, little Latigo.
I'm going to bonus action Misty Step right up next to Caden and put a hand on him and do protection from evil and good.
Nice. Okay.
That's a DC 13 save.
Go ahead and make a quick...
That's not...
No, I was going to have you do... what's the word?
Arcana check?
No.
Initiative?
That's the one! Do a quick initiative for him.
Versus his?
Yeah. Because this isn't a surprise, I would say. You know, he knows you're there.
16?
16?
15.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, just... Like, I'm right up next to him, just kind of like... on his kind of like... His offhand side. And I... Put a hand on him and do protection from evil and good.
Make his save.
Double 17s plus... What's the save?
It's a 13, so you probably...
Yeah, he's got pretty good saving buffs. So.
Possession remains.
And at the start of every turn, he gets to try again. Correct, to save.
While he's concentrating.
Well, I'm just going to shout, just shout now, and Caden, I'm going to just...
as soon as you came up,
hang on.
Yep, because okay. Caden...
So, having been sneaking up behind him this whole time, you know that thing that they say that all women do in the parking lot that I've never done in my life, where you like put your keys between your fingers?
Sure.
That thing?
Uh-huh.
Kay. You haven't done that?
I've done that.
No. No.
Sometimes it's scary.
It's scary. All right, anyway, so I have a Makisi swamp fish needle, a catnip needle, and a cockatrice venom needle.
Holy hell.
Between my three fingers. And I just, like, punch him. Okay. In the side, in the back.
So I figured they probably had like readied actions or something, you know?
We'll go in just one second. Let me see what Caden was going to do.
Okay.
So after put a hand on him and tried to break the connection with the demon that's possessing him, he was going to use a legendary action to do a force blast and push you away from him.
Okay.
Is that like a cone or everything around him?
20-foot cube originating from him, DC 16 con save.
Ooh.
So,
you know what? Before we do that, I think it's fair to give a surprise round. So I'd rather do that. So why don't you all roll your initiative?
Okay.
And Rainer, we're gonna stick with yours with what you rolled before. And then we'll stick with his as well.
Okay.
Shrew.
Three.
Three, beautiful. Kaiji.
25.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Arden.
Somebody did the do.
7. Beautiful. Seth.
19.
Excellent. Kaiju, you're up first.
So I described to you my action. That is my surprise action, what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Go ahead
and make your attack roll.
I don't actually have any, like, DCs for any of these things, so that's up to your discretion.
I would say they're probably, like, a 13.
They're, like, 13. Each like a 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Typically, it's your proficiency modifier plus 8 plus...
Poisons, essentially.
Right.
So it's not her proficiency
technically
modifier.
Technically, it's an unarmored strike. Is that how this works? Because it's like my fist? Okay.
Unless you want to count those daggers, but...
They're not
still,
daggers.
Still a good proficiency.
They're like blow darts.
Unless you want to multi-class as a monk.
Right, right.
That's fun.
Then you could...
Oh, shit!
You do have advantage.
Oh, yeah, because I'm invisible. Good, because I got 10.
You get sneak attack if you hit 10.
Okay. That's numbers. 17.
That will hit.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 with major.
Oh.
So.
He hasn't been able to do the other one.
Each of these. Let's see. If I were using a blowgun, it does 5 damage straight. So.
I would say use your strength modifier plus 1.
And then sneak attack.
Okay, I don't even remember my strength modifier because I'm a rogue. I don't use that.
What's your strength score?
Well, I'm looking it up now. So it's a it's a plus 1.
Yeah, so 2 damage.
For each one or for the whole thing?
Father's
is 1 plus 3 is
it's
4.
It's 1 hit.
It's 1 hit.
Yeah, I would
say
1.
It's 1 punch, so
all right,
1
fine,
plus
whatever.
1.
I tried.
2.
And then...
But I can add my sneak attack dice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One punch cat.
One... Oh dear. Oh
and
dear.
Roll 3 times on for DC. For him.
For save.
What is the saving throw?
Oh no! Well, it fits.
Yeah, it would be.
I rolled a bunch of ones.
Okay. Ouch. First one is a 14.
Success.
So that saves.
Second one. Is 21.
That's safe.
Just barely.
And that one is. Yeah, like 24.
Damn! Well, that was a good idea.
Yep.
4 more damage from the sneak attack.
And it's poison damage, you say?
Technically.
Sure? Yeah.
Yeah, it would be poison.
Okay.
Poison is the most logical.
Yeah. Unless it's just the blunt force of me hitting him, but yeah.
The other elements were, like, to see if he paralyzes, etc.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And up next is Seth, and then Asari, you're on deck.
Oh, gosh. That's, so, I've been listening in the mirror, because I can still hear, and I assume I could tell that Kaiji striked. Stroke?
Yeah.
Struck?
Struck.
Struck?
Oh, right. I did not stroke.
All right. Or not. Would I know where... Wait, no. Rainer shot out, right?
Him,
okay, yeah. So Rainer shot out. So, yeah. So I...
Well, considering none of those things worked, I definitely would have sworn very loudly. So...
Yeah, so I'm lounging back on this couch, just, you know, twiddling my thumbs or whatever, enjoying some wine, and then Rainer shouts out, now, and I get surprised and fall off the couch, and then I hear Kaiji yell out, shit! And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then so I pop out of the mirror, right in his face.
That's funny.
And wow, I'm bamfing out of the mirror. The spear is bamfing into my hand, and I'm shoving it right into his chest.
Okay.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that's a 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, sorry, there's going to be a bunch of crazy rolls because I've got all these things. So it's 7 piercing damage, 2 necrotic damage, and 4 fire damage. And I heal 2 hit points.
So 7, 4... 7 and piercing.
7 piercing, 4 fire, and 2 necrotic. So, what is that total? 13 damage total?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to try to swing that around. Slam him with the Kugenta blade on the back end of that. But that is only a 15.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. He's going to use a legendary action. Force
well,
blast.
Hang on. It's still
a surprise round.
Still a surprise round.
It can happen at any time at the end of a player's turn.
But this is a surprise round.
Yeah, I'll give him a full surprise round.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, you're up.
What is the range? Hold on. Okay, let's see here. That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I will walk a little bit further, and I'm going to cast Bless on Reyna. I can see Seth. I can't see the other two.
I think Kaiji would become visible when she attacks, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Oh, and Kaiji then.
Yeah.
Wait, did you use a
did you use greater invisibility?
No. I used lesser invisibility.
Okay.
Yeah, she claimed it.
Yeah, the
greater invisibility is next turn.
It's only a minute, so beautiful. Probably wouldn't cast that.
If there's a next turn.
Oh, and then I'm going to use the rest of my motion to like hide behind a pillar.
Okay. I would say you'd get full cover. Just so you're aware.
Okay.
Who's after Usar?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bear with me.
Rawr.
It is. Who got the 16?
Me.
I mean, I got a 16, Rainer. But
yeah, Rainer.
Yeah, stabby stab, stabby whip, stab stab. First one.
Remember, you add the.
Well, that's definitely gonna hit anyway. That's 28.
No.
That's 17 damage, which is all. Yeah, 17 radiant damage.
Okay.
Then whip. That's a natural 19 as well, so another 17, and this one is going to be 11, 4 of which is radiant damage. And then the last time with the sword again, which is another, it's a 26 to hit for 7 more radiant damage.
And last but not least, oh no, then it's Arden and then Shrew. Sorry. And Zin cast Mage Armor.
Well, I am going to cast Polymorph.
On
him.
Okay, what's the save?
It's a Wisdom 16.
So you turn into a sheep.
Fuck. You do have legendary resistance.
I will choose to see succeed.
Okay. And you're visible.
I'm visible, yeah.
And does that... Yeah, that's a concentration, so now...
Now everyone's visible.
Shrew's visible.
Very small print.
And Zin, because Zin is also still there.
Yeah, so Zin is visible as well.
Yep, she cast Mage Armor on herself. Was that her in the back?
Yeah.
Okay. She would hide behind a pillar as well. And Shrew, you are up.
So who is still invisible? Oh. Just Shrew?
No, I'm visible now.
I'll move behind the other
Kaiji
pillar.
Is the only one that's...
I am no, currently she's... visible. I will be invisible next turn.
Yeah, I pull the carpet out and toss it over his head, activating the magic circle. And since he is possessed, he's no longer possessed.
Is that how that works?
Says targets from the cylinder cannot be charmed, frightened, or possessed by the creature.
Okay. I'm going to have you make an attack roll to see if you succeed in placing it on him in first place.
What do I...
He's pretty underneath. Surrounded, so you probably get advantage.
Do I get advantage?
Well, you're invisible, technically.
No, he's not anymore.
Well, for flanking anyway.
For using the carpet, that's what's making him visible.
Oh, I see.
I got a base 17. What do I add? Strength, dex.
Attack roll.
Attack roll, so strength?
Yeah, probably just...
I would say dex, because you're basically throwing this.
So a 16, since I'm not proficient with plus carpet.
You're what?
You're what? How are you not?
You're Joppa proficient with carpet.
Sorry, what I'm going to have you do is do like a reflex save here.
Okay.
Again, you just fell both yourself, didn't you?
Well,
a reflex.
I realized I was not letting
him. You're fine. Mm-hmm.
He's the one in charge of combat.
So if I roll bad, can I just have Ben re-roll for me?
Sure.
Just like, okay, because if it technically would count as a melee attack, you would do strength.
It's 19 on the dex save.
Okay, well, if it was a strength... So yeah, he would.
You're throwing it. So.
Well, I mean,
he's right next.
He's trying
right
to next to him,
and I'm just basically grappling, I guess.
Okay. Well.
So it'd be an athletics check.
Yeah, athletics or acrobatics then. So.
Okay.
So athletics for you, acrobatics for you. I misunderstood what you were doing, so I want to accommodate you.
Okay. So my athletics is a plus one, so it'd be an 18.
Mine'd still be a 19.
Okay.
So. I would say you miss, but
it's
you
a 10
still
foot
have.
Circle. It's a 10 foot circle.
You're a 10 foot.
Yeah, circle. Think of it like you're trying to throw something and it goes slightly awry.
Well, I was just putting it on his head. As soon as I activate the spell, it's a 10 foot circle from where it activates.
We're letting the dice tell the story, sir.
I'm just saying what the spell is.
Is he just gonna stand there and let you do that, though?
It was a surprise round. Invisible when he did it.
As soon as he said go, there went the surprise, and he has legendary actions. I feel like he'd have at least some.
I had the action prepared. I didn't think it was prepared beforehand.
If we're going off the initiative of Rainer had a 16, I had a 15.
I let him have their surprise round for the sake of the dice. I'm letting it.
Well, now there's a 10 foot circle in the. So he's 10 foot away. There's a 10 foot circle in the middle of the ground. And if he enters it, he's no longer possessed.
Yeah.
Recall.
Need to get him into the circle then.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just gonna call out the DM rules here. How I'm picturing it is, say you went to do it, he dodged out of the way, and it kind of crumbles like a carpet would all together.
Just look at the spell. The carpet itself is just the catalyst. So
I understand.
But it's not a circle anymore.
It the spell is a circle.
Well, yeah. I understand, but it's not on the. It's like I'm picturing it.
He dodged it.
On the ground. Yeah. So it's like smashed together.
He's claiming the spell is not on the carpet.
The carpet is just
carpet
the catalyst.
Casts the spell.
And the spell is a 10 foot area.
Yeah,
it's like 10 foot.
So now there's a 10 foot area on the ground. Also, the carpet's on the ground.
We have a 10 foot.
I think how I'm reading this, what I'm going to judge this as, is the spell is attached to the carpet.
All right, that's fine.
They just don't want us to win.
Can I use my bonus action to straighten out the carpet?
We want to nerf combat before it even starts.
Yes, we do.
It's a full action.
That's D&D.
So, if you are wanting to have this work, the carpet has to be laid out flat.
All right.
Or placed over him. So that's how I'm going to rule it. Okay?
That's fine.
Okay. So now we are at the start of the round. Legendary actions can ensue. I'm going to allow that now.
Force blast. Everyone within 20 feet of him needs to make a con save.
That's
pretty What's much everyone con? Who's not hiding
Picture
behind
it more
How
like
do
this.
You con?
The four of us near him there.
The people who are blessed, I believe.
They would have a d4 plus.
Yes.
So Shrew.
I've got a 16. Actually, no.
Do the force.
Yeah. I got a 3. I fell.
Bless helped. So hopefully it helped enough.
DC 16.
Oh,
I'm not
15.
Blessed. Am I blessed?
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed? Wow.
Of course it is.
Yeah, the only one who's around him who's not blessed is Shrew.
God bless. Oh no.
Oh gosh, what happened? Oh no.
He cast darkness. On the screen.
The board.
I could if you guys want. Sure.
Okay, so the DC is 16. Who all made it?
14.
I did 15.
I died.
Shrew got it.
So if you got how far away 16 you get or above, you save. If you fail, you are pushed 10 feet away.
10.
Just 10.
Okay.
And you take 48 points of force damage.
Whoa!
What the hell?
Did I tell you about the unbalanced?
I rolled really high. If you saved, you take half of that.
It's okay.
24 force
so
damage.
So we both take 12.
I will, again, submit to the belief that Mike... monsters are very balanced.
48 damage to everybody in one turn. All right.
Well, just the,
this is the first legendary creature you have technically fought.
What are you talking about? We fought creatures with legendary actions like a couple times already.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're all right. It's no problem.
So who took 48?
Seth, Kaiji, and Shiru.
Kaiji? And Rainer, how much did you take?
24, but I took 12.
Hey, Seth, are you doing okay there?
Yeah, I'm glad I put on the ring. That's the only reason I'm still standing.
If you saved, you are not pushed the 10 feet.
I'm the single digits, but I'm good.
Kaiji, you're up.
Dazed, confused. She reaches for her bow and shoots a grasping arrow at this stupid thing. Can I get steady aim if I don't move, or do I count as having just moved?
Can I shadow? Use the carpet! Get it on him and he's no longer possessed!
Well, it doesn't say that when you're pushed you're prone. It's typically kind of a thing normally when you get force shoved.
But it doesn't say that, so you'd be on your feet still.
Specify on his thing, so.
All right, if I don't have to move my use my movement to get up, I don't use my movement, therefore I technically get steady aim.
Perfect.
You should have added that they were knocked prone.
That's not what the thing says.
I know, I'm telling you, you should have added that.
That would not be fair.
That would be balanced. 19 plus short bow is 11. That's 30.
That'll hit.
30? That'll hit.
Really? Okay.
Just barely hits.
Yeah, right. So I need these, and these, and this, and making sure I'm using the right number of dice. I don't know if I did last time. No, I did. Okay. Eight plus seven is 15, plus five more is 20. Plus, grasping arrow is another. Yeah. Wait.
This is definitely the best option.
The creature hit takes an extra 2d6, so there's two more. So that's 10 more. So that's 30.
So 30 damage altogether so far?
Yes, 10 of those are poison.
Okay.
Its speed is reduced by 10 feet, and it takes 2d6 slashing damage the first time on each turn it moves more than 1 foot. The brambles last for a minute.
Okay. So sounds good.
Yep.
Is that your turn?
You know what? Just because I can, I'm going to action surge, and I'm going to shoot one more time.
Okay.
I forgot to do the other thing. You know what? I'm
Your quiver thing?
No, I didn't forget. I did forget the quiver thing, but I forgot that I was going to go invisible. Is that an action or a bonus action?
It's an action.
Okay, well.
Well, you just action surged.
I'd say I just action surged. So I can do that. Yeah, probably out of self-defense, I will go invisible.
Okay. So just to kind of set the scene here, I apologize. I was distracted by a couple things. So Caden, in his possessed form, blasts you away, and you go flying 10 feet, and you just get rocked. It's unnatural amount of force being hit against you. And Kaiji just gets back, fires an arrow, goes invisible, and brambles are around him. Seth, you are up.
Use the carpet!
Shaking off that blast and, yeah, getting just rocked. I'm going to do the same thing as I see Kaiji disappear. I realize that's a great move. And I cast greater invisibility.
Okay.
And then I will use my bonus action to start to fly.
Okay. The ceiling here is probably like 60 feet up. It's okay. Pretty tall.
I'm mainly going to just fly and try to get behind him.
Well, he's on the throne up top. Yeah. So you can get
you can get over the top of him.
You can get directly above
him. I'm going to kind of hover above him.
Yep, that's fine. Oh,
if I was knocked back, how far were we knocked back? 20 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll be like 10 feet above him, I guess. And that's my whole move.
Okay. Asar, you're up.
Ah, shoot, you went invisible.
It's all right. I've got a plan.
Both of them went invisible.
Just different plan, I guess. Then.
Okay, that's fine.
Just hold on to that for later.
I'll hold on to it.
Just point of a clarification. You all have magical weapons, right?
They
yes.
Do.
Okay,
cool. Every single one of them.
I have magic.
Yes. Some of us have multiple.
I don't think he has magic weapons, but
nope.
He has
spells. He's magic.
Spells.
He has
spells.
He's a magic man.
And a magic carpet.
What?
I'm a little salty it didn't work, but it's fine.
We're letting the dice help tell the story.
Why didn't you put it on the
magic
carpet?
If you were letting the dice tell the story, you could have done it right there. You could have, but you know, it's all right.
Because then you can tell the magic carpet.
It's supposed to be fun. We're having fun, right?
Yes, we're having fun.
You voted for the harder bad guy.
We're having fun. I'm having fun at least.
Speaking of the work,
hasn't even shown up yet.
Oh man,
I
didn't
do anything.
I enjoy it when
Shuru,
the magic
you do six. Yeah, I heal you for 6 points.
Oh thanks.
He's better when it.
I'll still
like
die next time he does a force blast.
Oh, you could have done something more at stake.
What?
You could have done it.
I did do it on him. Oh, you know what? Can I retcon that?
Retcon what?
I'm not doing that anymore.
What are you?
She was gonna do what she was originally going
yeah.
to do.
Okay. Listen, I see Shuru and I see him because I'm right next to him on the pillar, right? He goes against the wall and the blood spurts out of his mouth, and I can see that he is in trouble. And I think of the scariest thing I have ever saw in my entire life. And you are I'm gonna cast polymorph into a T-Rex.
Okay.
Do you resist it?
No, I won't resist it.
Because the T-Rex.
Yeah, tiny arms.
Yeah,
big. I'll do it. Say, make sure it's sorry. Yeah, I know it's a sarcastic.
It's
so
you. You have 136 hit points, armor class of 13.
Jeez.
All right.
And as you polymorph into this ginormous T-Rex, you know, rising up.
Oh, you guys are not.
Yeah,
anymore.
We lose the blessed.
Yeah, rising up to this large stature in the room. You can't. It's almost like you can't get through these pillars now. But you could smash through them if you wanted to. But you see the crack from your shell kind of emerge as this ginormous scar down the T-Rex's chest and belly.
Cool.
And you let out this bellowing roar.
Teenage Mutant Ninja T-Rex, Teenage Mutant Ninja T-Rex.
Turtle's now a T-Rex.
T-Rex power.
All right, is that your turn, Asar?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Rainer, you're up.
Okay, I am going to reach down and grab the carpet with my movement, and then I'm going to try and throw it onto Caden.
Okay. Go ahead and make a, we'll do grapple.
19.
Yeah, that would work.
Except he has legendary resistance.
Yeah, but how many times can you use it?
The resistance
it's
is...
a save. It's a... Not a save. It's a
save. Not a save, though.
Yeah,
so.
It's
an
ability
throw.
Check.
If you're going to call this grapple,
okay.
It's not a saving throw,
right,
so you wouldn't have legendary resistance for it.
Okay. So I should have an advantage on my turn.
Let me do
it. You're so salty today.
It was a perfect plan, and DM ruled against it.
We're having fun. We are having fun.
I am. I am.
Your logic just made 100% sense.
Thanks.
I 100% disagree.
We are having fun.
I just like foiling the DM's plans.
I know.
I wanted to turn him stone.
Foiling your plans.
Foiling your plans? Are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay. And he's dead now.
Just joking.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, so what does that mean?
He now has these debts. Oh, gosh.
You know,
what's with the water bottles? I don't understand.
Just these stats, I would still have the legendary actions.
Okay.
But subtract the... he's only going to get this one.
Okay.
And then he adds this.
And
too bad we don't have, like, glue. We can glue it to
him.
Yep. And while he's in the circle, he can't leave the circle. Let's see, where's the spell? He can't leave the circle by any magic, non-magical means, and tries.
Well, that's only if he's a fiend, right?
Fae fiend.
He's not anymore.
Well, himself. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, so the fiend goes away.
The fiend is basically trapped in the circle. Yeah, whatever's in the possessing circle. Him.
So I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah. So the spirit would probably be there still.
Yeah.
So
the spirit is moving.
This adds some dynamic that I was not expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the thing is that, like, if we're in the circle, we can't be possessed, though. So I'm in the circle with Cain.
Cain's not possessed, mm-hmm. but the spirit's in the circle.
Yes. It adds a different, interesting dynamic.
So yeah. They're separate. Let's
end the session here, because I need to actually do a couple of wonky changes real quick.
Might need to do some planning and then get back to it next week.
Not planning.
Well, we just sever the monster in half. Right,
I think we can get to it pretty quick.
Okay, because they're split.
I just need to split these two apart and make sure that we're working with the right stats.
Okay. So I made it harder for us.
Bear with us. Yes. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Instead of all right, we're going to end
the session there and pick up next time. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone. If you're listening on Spotify, you can message us. Let us know which one of us Devin should kill first.